How did you, as a sophomore, feel entering high school in a small town?
Oh, I loved it. I just loved it, and I loved my teachers. The only thing I feel bad about is that they did not have any girls' sports. When I was in high school, they didn't have volleyball or basketball for girls. I was in band and choir and everything like that. I was editor of the school paper. I was everything but not sports.
Although you had a good career in high school.
Oh, yes.
How did you get to school?
We took a bus and walked a lot of the time, all the way from Pine Isle into town. And I'll tell you, our school really was a nice school. We never had any problems, no fights, no, you know, like today, everything is such a mess. It was so nice then.
From your friends, your list of friends at school, did you have a best friend?
Oh, yes, I did. My best friend came from Ohio, and when she started school, she spoke with a southern accent, and oh, everybody just loved hearing her talk with that southern drawl. Yeah, her name was Joyce Ingram.
Anybody else from school that stands out that you remember?
Oh, yes. I was having an awful time with my math. I ended up being salutatorian, but I was having trouble with my math. I just couldn't get geometry. And there was a young guy named Jay Soler that was really good at math, and he helped me with the math. And after I graduated, and a year later, I married him. His name was Jay Soder. See, what else can I think about the school? Just had a picture of that building.
The wooden, not the wooden one?
No. What they tore down the old school for, I will never know.
There, it was a pretty school.
It was a nice school.
Yeah. So when did you learn to drive a car?
Oh, a police officer was my teacher. It was Chaussee. He was a cop in town, and he taught the kids to drive. And he was my teacher, and I was 16.
Do you know how to spell his last name?
C-H-A-U-S-E-E. His wife's name was Ray, but he taught us to drive.
What kind of car did you drive?
I didn't have my own car till after we were married. I always had to use my dad's car. It was a terraplane. Isn't that odd? I was the editor of the school high school paper. I was president of my class and salutatorian of my graduating class. And my friend that calls me at least once a week is Lucian Bonkuski, and he lives in Orange Park, Florida. And I talk to him regularly. And his mind is real sharp, and my sister's mind is real sharp, too. Lucian was everything under the sun. He was the least likely to graduate from my class because he was full of heck. He was always in trouble, but he ended up being the most. He's been in the Army, the Navy. He was an engineer in all kinds of foreign countries, built bridges, roads. He was a police officer at one time. My God, he was a wonderful man. He's been into everything. He still golfs, and he's 91 like me. And I talk to my sister almost every day, and her mind is fine.